Blog Talk Radio.
I hear ringing. Do you have echo, Jethro? I have double here of me.
Nope. Mine, I've not got anything on, but that is just yours.
Oh, God, I'm hearing twice. I've got sound off.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. The light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, and that was something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Friday, and you guys who have been calling in, and friends and family and friends and everyone together, know that we are going to go wild for you. And I say we as in this is Jethro Smith and my phenomenal, wonderful hostess. All of you know her as the medium for Hollywood. I've got a lot of different individuals writing in today asking about Patty's acting abilities. She's one of the funnest people we know. She's a community activist. Those of you who see and know on Facebook that Patty is saving old Hollywood. It's something we'll have to talk about one of the times here when we've got her here. Patty started doing seances at age 8. I just learned to talk at 5. And what was really good is we've got people writing here going, you guys are just crazy. We will do a disclaimer. We do not ever stay just calm. We either are silly, fun, wild, or something on this show. The person, they've got someone writing in the room that just said, you guys are actually nuts. Yes, sometimes, you know, it does help. Patty, how are you tonight?
I am really good, Jethro. Thank you so much. It's been a lovely day, and I actually think L.A. might be getting some weather. It's just been like 80-degree summer for days and days and days now, and it actually got cool a little while ago, so it made me very happy. Oh. I shouldn't be saying that with everybody snowed in across the country, I guess, but I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I've got a jacket on. I was like 35, and someone told me to quit whining because Dina Flanagan is 20 below in Maine, and she's, if you're worried about 35 degrees, Jethro, I will choke you with your coat. So we're not going to, like, you know,
we won't talk about that.
And those of you tuning in, we've got a little bit of really good information to serve with you fans that have asked. We are going to be doing a 90-minute show tonight. We've got extra time, so grab those phones, relax. We've got a lot of people already calling in. It took a little bit tonight to get it to go. I had some friends tease me. They said, why are the extra music? Well, the music you heard is from Yucca Rose from Bali. She is our favorite singer from one of our sponsors who said that she wants to hear me and Patty for a full 90 minutes. And she came on and she goes, if you'll play my song, I will help you guys with the jewelry, which is Lady Arango's in New York. She is a Wiccan. Lady Arango does Brazilian magic and has done it for years. Her jewelry is phenomenal. Those of you who have a chance, look it up. We'll be putting the website on tonight in the room for those of you. And she, all the other shows are like, what do you want to do? And I said, me and Patty want to read and be fun. She goes, if you two promise to stay crazy, and then she laughs, she goes, just be yourself, that'll be enough. So I said, okay, me and Patty can be ourselves. So all of you guys that wanted 90 minutes, you got that. And we have some new videos that are out there. We had an individual that will be contacting us. Russell was our winner. He loves Fridays, and he wants to hear Patty's beautiful voice, and that has become the call cry for Friday. So if we're going to hear Patty's beautiful voice. I thought that was so beautiful. For those of you who tuned in, it was over 7,301 private listens with that video through there. We are re-putting it back out. Those of you on YouTube will be starting a new contest here for 2014, and it is the call of Patty Negri right now. So following close second was the video by old Steve. He put in there that he wanted to have Peggy and Jan, and he was a close second. So what I've decided for those of you who did it, I'm going to send to Vicki. She is the person that's listening. You'll be seeing it on Facebook. I'm going to write to her. She had old man Steve do that video, so he did the video for her. And so, Vicki, you're a winner, and I will set up with you and do that. We'll go ahead and set up. Patty has agreed to do this with Russell. Russell will get a reading with Patty Negri. You can't beat this. So stay tuned to Psychics Gone Wild. Make sure you guys tune in to get the free gifts. We're going to be giving away prizes on PsychicsGoneWild.com. I have tonight someone from Italy who, those of you who know Gaetano Vivo, was on the show with Amy and me. He is an angel reader who worked with Doreen Virtue, and he's given a couple prizes tonight to kick off me and Patty's Friday 2014. They're back. More hours, more fun with Jethro and Patty. So thank you, fans and friends, for doing that. We're going to turn around and go to the phones. 256, are you ready to talk to Jethro and Patty?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, it's Kimberly. What are you doing, girl?
Oh, you are psychic.
You wait. I got to tease you. People tell me that you can't call in 50 minutes before the show, and I've tuned in a half an hour early, and you were on here. You got friends in Blog Talk, or what's going on, girl?
No. No, I was on in 15 minutes.
Okay. You got a different clock over there. You guys, we're this is one of our regulars that loves me and Patty, and so I tease her mercifully. Kimberly, you are one of our best fans, and you're over in Georgia?
Thanks.
And I got to tell you, I'm in Florida, and I turned it on at 9:35 after my psychic circle. I'm trying to get the show to come in. The phones wouldn't work. Nothing would work. I'm trying to get a hold of Skype with Patty. The only thing that would work was my board, and you're on there.
Oh.
So you're either Skype or you're using magic on me, aren't you, girl?
Maybe.
Okay, that's what I love about you, Kimberly. Well, would you like to talk to Patty and ask her a question, and I'll be right back.
Okay, yes.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm really good. You have the best laugh. It's
Thank you.
Fabulous. It's contagious.
Thank you. I just had a question about this guy I met. His name is Brandon. I just met him. We just exchanged phone numbers, and I just want to know, is he just going to be a friend or maybe more?
Brandon, let's see. There's some good energy there. There's some good energy there, but he might start out just being a friend. I'm getting he might have a little bit of stuff going on his own personal stuff that has nothing to do with a relationship, and maybe some financial stuff. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay, he might be. I don't, not necessarily a hard time, but it might be going through some stuff that his focus is elsewhere. But you guys have a good energy. What I would suggest, if you're interested, develop the friendship first, and that would be a better chance of it turning into something, because there is a really good connection.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Worth pursuing. Again, just start pursuing it as a friend and let him know it could go elsewhere and see where it goes. Otherwise, you have a good friend.
Okay.
I agree with Patty very much on that one, Kimberly. They're telling me with the energy too that you are. This is like an experiment a little bit. The angels are saying with Venus, they're getting you ready for this with the friend, and then later there's another relationship coming. Kimberly, you also being our first caller, and I don't know how you got in. Everybody's going to tease you. You're now our favorite. You won Reiki is Love by Gaetano Vivo. So it is a book by. Gaetano, it's a very phenomenal book, and like I was saying earlier, he's not only an angel reader, just a phenomenal healer, but Gaetano was able to, I say Gaetano, I always get in trouble saying his name wrong. In Italy, he told me I'm going to be hurt, so I'm not going to that country this time, but I'll show him, won't I? But what I've got in, and I want you to do is I want you to take the book, and if you do me a favor, you know, right there at psychicsgonewild.com, who you, I know here, whether you know your area code, but just put down there who, and it's like, I will send you that book for your prize, and thank you for being one of our loyalist fans, and we're going to find out how you get in early, because that's going to be the new question.
We love
you, Kimberly. Blessings to you. We're having a party here, and it is Psyche's Gone Wild in 2014. Patty, have you noticed the new energy? We had an individual saying that they noticed it immediately as the bells rung in their city that they could feel different. How do you feel about 2014?
I feel great about 2014, and everybody I talk to, and again, I have a very big circle of intuitives and psychics and mediums, and we all feel really, really good about 2014. And I don't know if you saw on the news, New Year's Eve, there was all sorts of ET sightings all over California, from Los Angeles up to Sacramento, the center of the state. It's like, yeah! It's going to be a good year. But no, I feel something. A heaviness has lifted. There's a little bit of levity. There's more hope. There's more, even working with my clients in the last few days, I feel it. They feel it. I'm very excited. Did you notice it?
I have noticed it, and I agree, and I love what you just said. You know, and this is the thing that those of you who are tuning in tonight and listening, I got all you guys email me, and I laugh. I try to, you know, I have trouble multitasking. There's days I have trouble with my name, but I'm typing and talking and laughing, and I got someone in the spare time saying, Jethro, Patty's talking to you. I'm talking to Patty, and calm down, Mr. Tight Fast Man. But it's like what we've got happening is I've noticed it so much, and that's why. I've always been able to handle quite a bit. I have a Gemini rising with a Libra moon, and I know with that air and that versatility that this year I'm handling so much. I was so excited, and I know we can only give a tidbit. Those of you who are tuning in, I saw that we have a magazine that me and Patty, the American Federation, and I was so excited to see the answers and some of the things that we're asking. We're talking to asking psychics of basically how in our beliefs and our work together. And I noticed the most really exciting thing today. I saw probably a little tidbit on those of you who are getting in. I want you to go ahead and get the magazine. We're going to put the lead in the room. Patty, one of the things that really amazed me is every time that we do one of the magazines or some of the articles, you're putting out so much effort. Patty, that's the question I've got. Everybody always wants to talk to Patty, and I just want to ask Patty, how are you able? You work at such a rate. I mean, you're helping with Hollywood. You're doing the head of the American Federation. You're helping all of us psychics get our name out there, and the true psychics and certified psychics get known. I'm getting all emotional. You guys can hear me. I'm going to cry. I'm very sensitive today. I'm having my day. And someone wrote me. They said you were having a day every day. But it's like, and what I love about you, Patty, is that you still turn around. You work with me. We are now going to an hour and a half show. You have other people. You're guests on other places. You're helping. And yet, with 2014, with me, I've noticed I'm able to do all these, and this year's coming in. Do you feel yourself, Patty, even taking on more? Because I got real emotional when you asked me. They said, you'll be doing more, is what they just told me.
Yeah, you'll be doing more. Yeah, I do. I think the raise in vibration, the shift, the whole planetary thing going on, and I do a lot. I multitask. I make lists, and I work at it. I work at it from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, and then I go to dream school. So I love every second of it. That's not even the tiniest bit of a complaint. I'm just one of those, you know, seize the day kind of carpe diem. This is it. I know there's something that comes next, and there's all sorts of versions of it, but I'm liking the here and now. So I think it's just, you know, a bit of time management and focus and a morning cup of coffee.
I love it. And I got to tell you guys in the room, you're not hearing voices. You're not going scared. There's not a person at your shower door. What's happening is we are so busy tonight. We have such a new one that we have two phone numbers, by the way, to call that you're hearing stuff. They just wrote me and they just let me know through. That's why you guys hear me bouncing back and forth. I'm doing the board here. They're saying, Patty and Jethro have beat new numbers. There's so many people calling in. So please bear with us if you're hearing those voices. I think we're getting a little bit of overlap from another show. We just kind of shove them aside a little bit. You know, we do, both me and Patty do love that stage part because we enjoy performing. So I'm sorry for the other show. We kind of pushed you a little bit, but I guess they said they were a little slow and they're moving them over so there's more space for Jethro and Patty. So if you're hearing voices on your thing, just do the F5 button up on your keyboard. Push the F5 when you're in the chat room and it'll reset your chat room. It's real simple and it's a good thing, you guys. It means that we're also going into another part of it. We have a couple of emails. We got two, and then I'll go back to the phones. I know a couple of you are teasing me. I do ask that you guys be a little patient. We've got time tonight. Relax. And I had someone tell me, they said, I waited the hour and a half. I didn't get in. And I think that, it was me and Melissa's. They were really upset that they didn't get in the show. Well, you guys got to realize what we do is we give you a little bit of information so you get to know us. And what we did, just visualize that you're at your job and you're working all day and someone comes in, as many as them can, and we all want, and you give us a free reading or free thing to help. That's great and you get to know us, but if you were doing that and you were like serving food or doing whatever you do, how are you really going to get to know you if you don't really talk? So we also want you to see that. I had someone tell me that they love the knowledge, and that's what was the number one thing that I'm supposed to tell Patty from the fans of Psychics Gone Wild. Patty's been with us a couple months now, and what's really impressive is Patty has not only helped us with fans, but I'm supposed to let you know you have helped so many people learn about the word seance, magic. There is light out there and how to tone. Patty, and I want you to tell a little bit, if you don't mind here, about toning, because I've got new people writing in at the same time. What are these people talking about, and where is Jethro? I'm over in the Facebook room, and Psychics Gone Wild, and they're writing to me. They're going, Patty, would you please tone?
Tone. Wait. We must be using different verbiage for that.
Yeah, and it is. And toning is, this is a good thing here, you guys. Toning is the vowels that you use with your chakra.
Oh, I call them heckas. I call it hecka work.
Sorry. We got busted. They're like, you too.
Hey, toner, what's toning? No. Uh-oh. Oh, yes. I call it, it's breath work. It's pneuma. Pneuma is your breath of life. It's everything you give. And I call hekas the sounds that we do, like what I've spoken about before. Like even if you want focus, or if you're going on a job interview or something real important, while you're on the way there, subway, in your car, do some vowel sounds. Ah, a, e, o, u, a. Ah, A, E. It's, you're giving form to this life force. It's amazing. You will be your very best if you get where you're going. And nobody has to know what you're doing. Or you need a little fire. You need a little passion. Do your Z sound. Ooza, aza, ooza. The Z like a B. And you start, you'll feel that kundalini energy rising up your spine. You feel it all over. It works the fire energy, works that lightning strike, the dragon breath between heaven and earth. It's amazing. Our bodies are such amazing tools. We have everything between our energy and our grids and our voice and our toning. It's a new word for me. I like it.
and we know it's the vowels for the chakras, because you know, you do the A, E, I, O, U, and when, yeah, in my training, it does those vowels and the kundalini, same practice, but from two different worlds and doing the excellent together. I just had someone write, you're going to laugh at this. This is a lady, you guys, so you keep your mind out of the gutter. She says, every time Patty does this, I just feel good all over. And so we just love her. Patty made this person feel good. This person suffered from severe depression, and she, as a friend, I would just say, through our years of writing each other on chat, she said, there's two things that always make me in a good mood. Looking at Patty's site to see what she's involved in now, or seeing what Jethro can mess up in his spelling. Hey, now, thank you. So we're having some gone wild. Let's grab a couple phones. I'm in trouble as always. 928. Hey, you got the same area code as me from Arizona. We rock, 928. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Delfina.
Hi. How have you been?
I'm good.
You were supposed to use as a line. You could have gotten. You're a psychic. You tell me. I'm like, I don't want to play that game. I'm trying to tease you. I'm in a really good mood. I was just, Patty gets me wound up, and then we get so crazy. Would you like to ask Patty a question? I'll be good. I know I can't be completely wild.
Oh, you don't have to be good, Jethro.
I'm wondering what you see happening between me and a person with the initials DB.
Did you say DD like dog, dog, or BB like boy, boy?
DB like dog and boy.
Oh, DB, dog and boy. DB, dog and boy.
Yeah.
That's like... it looks pretty good to me. There looks something, balance is important. You have to keep balance. I think that's important for you to know for some reason within this. But I see this person with DB, dog and boy, has a really good heart, a really good heart. And I see some nurturing and some growth there. So I think it's, I don't know if you guys are in a relationship, but it's certainly worth pursuing. Very much so.
We were together, then we broke up, and right now we're talking again, so I'm not quite sure where it's going to head.
Sorry, let me turn that off. Well, I see everything I'm pulling looks like it might be a whole new start for you, and I would go with that, you know, live into that reality and really communicate. And keep balance, balance, balance. Maybe, I don't know if your problem led something that you need to balance from whatever you broke up with. But Jethro?
Okay.
I feel that with the balance. I'm also hearing the guide say that there's some other energy that's taken into a toll with you that looks like it's also becoming so strengthened there for you that it's not time yet, they said, for this relationship to go to the full part of the things to happen. But just enjoy it for now. There's something else that's still that I feel like the person that you brought up, when you brought up the person, is still going through something that they are learning and developing what they can do to really be even closer to you, is what I'm getting. You know, as I keep seeing them, like, the love and that is still developing. And I agree with Patty. They keep saying the balance is not all there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they go,
so just try to
apologize.
Or something, or?
Yep, very much. And they said that you're also going through another strength that your guys wanted you to have, is they said that you're working on something a little different. I apologize, I'm going to slip a little bit on the energy. You've got to work with your dream energy. They're showing you that you need to, you've got to come into contact. You know that you're, when you're asleep or you're doing dream energy, you're working with the guides. And if you've turned into our emails, if you get our emails, Patty did a great article that just went out today on Psyche's Gone Wild. Patty, tell her a little bit about how she can work with that dream energy, because they're telling me you're not getting your, that's the purple, her crown chakra is not getting the right energy to work with her dreams.
Well, I call it dream school, and it's easy. Anybody can do it. All it starts out with a glass of water. Put a glass of water by the side of your bed. That does two things. One, not to do with the dreams, it truly collects any negativity that floats by, goes by, collects bad dreams. That's why you shouldn't really keep drinking water by your bed. If you do and you notice in the morning you drink it, it tastes bad, that's why. It's collected all this crap. It's a great thing to do. But for dream school, put it by your bed, and when you go to bed, ask your higher spirit, your guides, whoever you believe in, just say, I want to go to dream school. Help me. Give me guidance. Give me, show me what to do tomorrow. Show me what to do in my life. What, if you have any specific questions, or you just say, I want to enroll in dream school. Teach me now. And go to sleep. At first, you may or may not remember it. It may or may not make sense. But just in a short period of time, it will. And the same thing again in the morning. Hit the snooze button a few minutes before you have to get up. And again, ask your higher power. Ask your guide, saying, okay, guide me through this day. Give me some answers that lead me, or any specific questions. And then that time between wake and sleep, when you get your left brain, thinking brain, out of the way, you go back to sleep for another 5-10 minutes, you are going to wake up with clarity and focus and a really good sense of self. Throw that water out, you know, water plants with it. And again, I would take it the next level if you can, is if you can, set up a little altar area right there by that bedside. Spend 3 minutes. Just tell yourself you'll spend 3 minutes journaling, drawing, get a box of crayons, and let that stuff that you've been getting overnight come out. And at first you won't know what to write, but it's the best exercise in psychic development and knowing yourself that I know. And in just a short time, you're going to start getting such clarity and such great messages. No one ever has to see it. Sit there really with a box of crayons and a bing and dream school.
If that helps you, Fina, I thank you for calling in. You're all like,
what? She's like, what? I didn't talk about dreaming. No. Try it. You'll be blown away how magical it is. And it's an extra, 3 minutes out of your day and one glass of water.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We love you. We're going on. We've got a couple of people pushing. They said, Jethro, you used to work with Amy Kavanaugh and Move On. You and Patty are having so much fun. Now I brought my friends. Okay. Well, we're glad you did. Thank you guys for tuning in. 404, how are you today?
Hi. Hi, my name is Tamika.
Thank you for calling in.
And I had a question. I've been dating this guy named Will, and I think we broke up, but I'm just trying to see what you may see for me as far as in marriage or partner, life partner.
Jethro, can you start? Because I really couldn't hear most of that.
It's okay. I apologize. And I got your guides, and they said with the life partner, and it cut out on you. Can you say your name again, and then I'll go from there if you'll give me your energy and permission to say your name.
Okay. Tamika, and I have been dating
Tamika.
A guy named Bill.
Okay. Thank you,
but
Tamika.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're okay. You're trying to see with Bill what's going on with that being a life partner?
No, me and Will, I think we broke up. So I'm trying to see what do you see for me in marriage or a life partner.
Oh, okay. And I apologize to you. It's good energy, but what's happening is you called in. You're very strong energy. So when you have energy come together, me and Patty, it just like our Skypes went bing, and we got a ringing sound like we just hit the bell on it's tea time in Tibet. And so what I love with it, and they're telling us with you, Tamika, is that there is going to be a relationship, and they said that it is going through the parts of together. Now, Native American, they say you should take almost a year apart. You should just a year to yourself. And I'm using that part of thesis. I'm making the guide show me, because they're telling me you've got so much energy. I don't think it's going to take that long, but the guys are telling me that there's some time that you're going to take with you to be, and you're going to be married. They're telling me that there's a man that's going to marry you, but they keep showing me a funny thing about the wedding cake. They keep showing that there is really beautiful roses and other parts to this person. This person's romantic. They're telling me the man that you're going to be with is romantic and you're going to marry him, but it looks to me like I don't feel you've met him yet. You have not met him, and they said that it's going to be a romance that has something to do with, I'm getting trains. I'm picking up, I keep seeing like railroad trains. I'm sounding really wacky. Help me, Patty. I feel there's a person, it's like they're sheep showing railroad track. I'm not sure what that's supposed to signify.
Movement,
no.
Forward movement.
I always...
Very good.
What does it mean?
Well, railroad tracks to me is movement, forward movement.
Oh, okay.
But what were you saying? You have the, does it mean something specific to you?
Oh, no. I was just saying tracks. I mean, I always had to go over the railroad tracks to go to wheels, but I was just making sure that they wasn't talking about him since we broke up.
Oh, no. No, no,
okay.
You're going to be going over that railroad tracks, but he ain't going to be the destination. That's what they're saying. That's why I got to chill. And Patty's right, forward. You're going forward. You're going on. And there's something that also has happened for you that it's like I'm trying to be diplomatic as a guy. They're telling me that there's been individuals in where you live or where they're around with you that are still trying to play high school games of some kind. And you going over the track to see, like the old high school game of I dated her, you dated her, ho ho thing, you know, ha ha, kind of like the boy thing of, you know, like the dating. And they said that it's significant you going over the tracks. Is this part of a town, or is there something about like the area he lived in that he's,
yeah,
you know, going over the tracks as the bad boys? Talk to me.
Well, yeah,
really,
yeah.
That's
where a lot of the bad boys hang, but I don't know, it's the guy that I keep. Now, I keep seeing this one guy after I pass over the tracks. It wouldn't be him, would it?
Mm.
It's like every time I drive over, no.
I'm not sure. They got to do with the train track. Now, you see this guy, every time you go over there,
it's like a couple of times that I've seen him, because I stay in like a little small town, so it's like you go over the railroad tracks, you know, to go to the other side of town, go to like the stores and everything, and you pass through like the bad boy area. But, I mean, I always see this one guy, and it's always like when I'm turning and he's like at the light and we're like make contact and I'm, you know, I have to keep driving because traffic is there. Or am I just thinking too much?
I feel like that it has to do with those tracks.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. I'm not getting any, that I don't know.
We love with it. We definitely would have some time with you and do it. I got to tell you now, I'm going to tell you part of how I knew it was the bad boy thing, is the guy show him to me like the gangsta thing, you know, back in the day when they had like the hat and doing the gangsta, and I'm like, girl, what are you doing on the date in the gangsters? I'm going to be your dad. You get out of there. You know, and then I just laughed. The guy said, she loves bad boys. I would also take this as going to be something that's going to be a person that is in the energy there. I don't feel it's that guy, but I feel that person is over there in that situation, and they're telling me that it's not going to be that long that you're going to be in a relationship. And what's ironic is this had to kind of end with Bill. I don't feel you and Bill back together. They said that, ironically, the possibility is you're not going to go back to this. There's something
okay,
there.
Yeah,
there's something. You know, I what an unromantic tonight. Here I start off. I love, you know, and I'm the one that described you with a Libra moon. I'm going to have talk about love life. And then you come in. I'm like, oh my God, the bad boy. Now you run over here on the tracks. And I thank you for not getting offended. I didn't know how to pick up what were saying, because they're sounding like you're over there like shopping for him. You're like, I don't want that one in the pick of the litter. He's the one that bites his brother's neck. And you're just like, you're making it sound so funny. I'm like, oh my God, girl. And you
now,
just giggle
just
away.
Like, when I'm going through that area, it's like a little corner store that I'll stop at. And it's like a bunch of the people try to talk to me, but I'm just like in the store, out the store, walking fast, ignoring people. Because it's the bad boy area.
Love it. And, you know, only ladies, only you guys could do that. Now, now think of us guys. If this should be fair, I should be able to go over in the bad girl area, pick some girl that's like, you know, chewing gum with her hair all up and all that. If I did that, what would happen? They'd slap the snot out of me, throw me down, and kick me with a high heel. You know it. So I'm being Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you for calling. Definitely your new person. Please follow along. I've got to hear the rest of the story because
okay.
I want to end up with someone on the other side of those tracks.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
I know.
I'm not too.
Sorry. Keep moving. That's all I got was keep moving. Keep on moving. Keep that connection. Keep the train a-rolling. Jethro got it.
I love it, Patty. And I, speaking of the train a-rolling, we had an individual, Patty, they want to know why they've seen all these pictures of you in a gangster outfit and you're running around with guns whipping men all over the place.
Well, I know. Weird for a psychic medium that's full of love and things. Well, no, I'm in Hollywood. I'm also an actor. My day job, so to speak, I have a production company called Brain Brew Entertainment. And the gangster outfit, if you're seeing one, a 1940-style gangster mall thing, that's a live show I do. It's a musical comedy. It's live. There's no real violence of any sort in it. My company's called Brain Brew Entertainment. You could look it up, brainbrewentertainment.com. But the stuff with me running around with a gun, that's a movie I just shot. The funnest thing. Oh, my gosh. It's a little short. We're hoping to do the full thing. It's called The Alexanders, and it's about a seemingly normal family with extraordinary abilities. And actually, it all turns out we're kind of like extraterrestrial, and I get to be this like superhero mom. We have grown kids in it, so I'm not playing a kid, but it's my husband and myself and our two grown kids get to beat up all the bad guys, get to shoot them, get to have special powers. And I mean, rarely do they let in Hollywood women my age run around in a cat suit with two guns, and I had so much fun. We had a stunt team of six guys. We went into training. My personal stunt guy was a beautiful young Marine named Lucas Sanders, an amazing guy. Taught me how to beat him up so that makes me look good when he's really flying himself all over the place. Taught me how to shoot, taught me how to do everything. But it's all for play. And in reality, I don't believe in guns at all. But toy guns are fun.
And that is fun, and that's exactly what, those of you who tune in, we obviously, you guys tease about it, but that's what the magic and the chemistry of energies. And the person that's writing this, they're writing back, and she goes, Patty can do what she wants. I live in Nebraska, and she goes, there's many a time I've wanted to put on a cat suit and chase a few nice-looking guys around. My hat goes off to Patty.
I know.
And that's a good point to put. And like Patty said, you guys, if you look at this, how else would you get to do this out, action it out and showing the energy? I think it's a good sign for all of us as psychic and medium. We used to put us in little outfits and go, here's Patty out there, wild woman that she is. I mean, there's the one I love is with little Dora. Is it Dora, your dog? And here's Patty with her dog, and they're running a wiener contest. And I laughed. I looked down and saw this little car, and I'm like, oh, my God, Patty's out running with the Oscar minor wiener.
Yes, I was. I just got back actually from San Diego in the Holiday Bowl. I emcee the race and the big parties. It's a great big parade in San Diego, California, and a bowl game, the Holiday Bowl. And it's the big this is the event for wiener dogs across America. It's for the fastest wieners west of the Mississippi. All the winners come in and we race this big race. My dog is not one of the fastest wieners, but she's security. She's a little beefy, a little wide, a little short. So I put her in a big old black security shirt and she's kind of the mascot. But she does the whole parade, and it is fun. It's like, again, how many people get to wrangle wieners?
I love it.
One then go to a bowl game and, do the whole thing, and it's fun.
I love it, Patty. You stay the way you are. 914, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. We are having ourselves an overrun of the phones. 914, you got in. How are you tonight? Okay, 914 is a little shy. Okay, we'll go ahead and go on to 720. You're next. How are you, 720?
Hey, Jethro. Hello to the both of you. Happy New Year. This is Ivica.
Happy New Year. Hey, and where are you now?
I'm
just teasing
you. I'm in Colorado.
God, it's good to hear from you. But have you been listening to – do me and Patty sound wild? Patty's wearing cat suits, wiener radio going. I'm over here teasing people about dogs biting each other and dating on the side of the tracks where the bad boys live. Now do you see what we do for a living?
Yeah. We're not bankers.
Yeah, you
guys
sound like you're having a lot of fun. Keep it up.
I feel like I want to ask you a question here that you've been in your patient. We've got a lot of ones coming. What happens when I keep pushing your button and you guys can't get in? The energies of tonight, we've got, and hang on, we've got right now 37 calls. We're going to get to you guys. It's just, it's energy. They want us to do it. We've got time. Did you hear music or what, did you just hear us or was there scary stuff when I was trying to push the buttons?
No, I was hearing in the beginning there was the music I was really enjoying. I really liked that music. That's all I heard was the music. And
was that
the you and Patty talking, but I didn't hear anything else. I didn't hear anything else.
I'm always curious when the guides are doing this because this is angel work. They've cleared up everything and Blog Talk. All of our all systems are go, and it's just wild. It's like, and I got to tell you, it's a compliment to Patty, and Patty knows that's part of why I like this. I am a Scorpio, so I have a little silly side to me. I enjoy the uniqueness of magic, and there's times that it's just doing what it wants. Ivatar, would you like to ask us a question and specifically, because I feel there's two things. One, they're talking about, they said relationship with you is a little different, or do you want to talk more about what's going on with your business and affairs? Is something you need to get going off the ground in 2014 that's helping people, money?
Well, you can elaborate on that, but I wanted to ask Patty about, I just applied for this place, and the place is really nice, and I'm supposed to hear back something on Monday. But in addition to that, there's this horse farm that's not too far from there, and somehow, this is all intuitive. I was so quiet coming back home after I saw the place that I'm supposed to be doing something with those horses there.
with the sports bar? Sorry, it was a little wobbly for me.
I applied for this house. And so I wanted to get some feedback on that. I'm supposed to get some, find out, I put the application in and I'm supposed to get a decision on Monday. But I was saying on the way coming back home, we passed this horse where this guy's breeding, it's like a horse farm. And somehow I felt some connection to those horses that I'm supposed to go over there. And, this is all intuitive.
Right, and Gove is always with interest. So you said horse farm, not sports bar, right?
Horses.
Okay, because I'm like, you want to move into a sports bar? sorry, I just don't have really good sound tonight, I think. Okay, so something with the horse farm. Yes, there's a definite connection with that horse. So follow that up, whatever that means. Drive to them, talk to them, whether it's somebody you need to meet there or something you need to get involved. I didn't pull any cards yet, but my rods, my divining rods, and just my intuition said, yes, your intuition is right on that.
So where are you picking up about the house, the place?
I'm getting that it's good about the house, but there's something that's not as it seems. I'm getting the good. You're seeing the house. You're picturing the house, and it could be really good. But I would check out any. There's something not as it seems. Maybe a little bit of deception there. Check it out really
well. Well, I kind of picked that up myself when it came to the contract with these fees that they're charging. They're charging really a lot of fees. And I kept asking why all these fees in addition to the rent. And even when you pay the month, there's a fee for just to, make your monthly payment. I kind of picked up on that, too.
Yeah, so I would look a little further, just let them know your concern. I don't know how to play it because I don't know the situation, but I think everything is not as it seems. That's just what Spirit keeps telling me. I do see a picture of a beautiful house, you seeing and getting the house you want. Whether it's this one or not, I do see that it's right there. Something good is coming up. And I think your intuition is being right on all the way. So listen, when you get those little warning signs, look at them. Look into that and see what it means.
Okay. Okay, dear.
Anything, Jethro?
I agree. And there's a message there with her. That's why I'm seeing that with the finance. And I think Patty's getting go on with this other place, and they're showing me that you're going to sit down. This is the year of the horse coming, you know, in Chinese, and that's why you're getting the other sense of this ranch. But they're telling you this is the year to take the lead and the reins of this and to go ahead and sit down. And I see you putting together some writing some grants and some things out that are done with this now, and they're telling me that you could put some things together and get a place that would be set up for you to work and do some of the healing you're supposed to do. You're supposed mm-hmm. to be healing others, and there would be a grant or something that would pay for this, or something that would be there with a paper I keep seeing, and they said that house is coming into place. You do have some of your finances, but definitely this one that Patty's right about the hidden. They said be careful because they're not telling you everything, and there's some they would get you in, and then you would be stuck in a place that would not be really good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and there is a good place right there. Follow it, yeah.
What I'm seeing, and we got some wildness going with the phone.
It's hard to hear today. I hope everybody else can hear us okay, because I'm struggling.
And I can hear you perfect, but I can tell when we're doing the energy, it's a little different. I apologize with the phones. We're going into a little bit with it. 317, how are you tonight?
I'm great.
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Jethro, it's Michelle. It's a coconut girl. Hey, Patty.
Hi, Michelle, my beautiful sister. I love you.
How are you? You guys are great tonight. Jethro, you're on fire. You're like a firecracker.
Thank you. And you know what? It's Patty. It's like she like got my feelers all today, all emotional. I go on and this stuff is on. And I went on the thing and I saw this. And I'm like, you know, I thought, you know, we've got the show tonight and this woman's doing all this stuff. And I've been a whiny. I was like 2013 the last. I'm like, I'm working 2 and 3 readings and I have to do class. And then something kicked in and it's like, you better enjoy this. Look at what's going on. You should be grateful. So I think it's just somebody hit me with the right coconut. Speaking of coconuts, did you tell everybody get a hold of her, and you've got to start selling this stuff. It's like skinny coconut.
Is that amazing?
It's
amazing for light workers. It'll ground them. It's amazing stuff. I am so glad you are getting the benefits, Jethro.
Oh, my gosh, and those of you know, I love to eat, and I will say this, I'm not joking, my fridge light never goes off. My head's either in there or in the oven pulling something out that I'm cooking. Well, I've learned to work with the energy because of this, what we do. I use a lot of food, and what I liked was that I was a little worried about this to help me with the weight, but more importantly is I feel better. I could tell the difference within a couple of days. I am now their poster child because when I first did, I thought, Michelle, you sent me this coconut, and it smells pretty. I like to put it on my skin. I thought of, you know, like suntan, and I'm reading it, you know, and I talk the directions. I'm like, you want me to wish my mouth out and then swallow this? I'm like, okay, Michelle, you know. I'm just gonna, and then I'm like,
Jethro, if you swish, it pulls all the bacteria out of your mouth and it whitens your teeth, but you have to spit it out because it's absorbing the toxins. You eat it 2 tablespoons a day for medicinal. That's for all your pre-probiotics and the lauric acid and for your brain to get real good memory, grounding for readings. So I don't know if you're using it, which way you're using it, but don't swish and swallow. You're defeating the purpose.
swallow. I love it too. I've been eating it now for a while from Michelle, and it curbs hunger. It really helps your weight loss. It gives you so much energy, and it does give you focus and clarity. So Michelle, are you on the chat room?
I want everybody to get a hold of it because this is the only oil that has never been heated. They got some format on a machine and it's never been heated. So there's a lot of coconut oil out there, but nothing like this. And I got my hands on it and I love it. I give it to all my clients. And I said, and they're just such a beautiful family that started this company. Really, they're working for all the light workers.
So Michelle, if I put something on the chat room, can I put your Come Be Free email address, or what can I put?
Yeah, Come Be Free. It's fine.
Come Be Free at
gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
I am so glad you guys are enjoying it. Jethro, now settle down and read those directions because you'll get even more benefit out of it. You sound good. You'll even feel better.
I love it.
It's my lifesaver,
so
especially when you can't eat. You know, during the day you can't eat. You're so hungry. You put this spoon of that in your mouth and you're good. But I don't suggest you not eating, but it does take away your appetite that way. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody, and you sound good. Everything sounds good. And I will let the next caller on. I just
want
to thank you. Bye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Definitely get a hold of us, too, and we would like you to come on as our guest, one of our nights with me and Patty. You could come on and do a half an hour and tell everybody about the coconut. Send me the information, and I'll put it on our website, and we'll send people over. Those of you listening in tonight, get a hold of Michelle. You can be one of us coconut people that are fun. We had them starting out tonight in the room. They're teasing us in the chat room. They said me and Patty were nuts, and we both laughed and said,
yeah, I thought we're coconuts.
Coconuts. Michelle, you rock. Blessings to you, friend. And we're going on. And as she said, the next caller is 580. What do you know? 580.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Vicki.
Vicki,
finally got through.
You did, and it's just, I've been waiting. And you were the winner. I told you you won a reading by me, so I have to get with you in a half an hour. You also won the book of Pamela Cummings, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You just hit the big one. You bet. And then let's not forget that you got a CD to play, Chakra Vivo Healing Sound by Gaetano Vivo. Vicki, I think you outdid yourself. You waited to get on here, but you were really partying the whole time, weren't you?
Yes,
I had an taxi. I love you, Vicki. Come on in and ask Patty. Have you had a reading by our phenomenal Patty Negri?
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while.
Do you have a question? You have a question?
Yeah. 2012 to 13. Oh, God, the Patty, it was horrible. It was. So 2014, I'm looking forward to. My question is, I'm in a relationship right now, just living with a guy since after my husband died. I waited about a year. But there's somebody else, you know, that I've been writing to, but we just... he's incarcerated, okay? You know, I've known him for, I knew him before I got with my husband. We were friends. And he done something really stupid, you know, I mean, of course, or he wouldn't be incarcerated. But he's about 14 years younger than I am. And I just, you know, I love him to death. I mean, we started out as best friends. I love his family. His mom and I are like just, she's like my second mom, you know, and, I just want to see if you see it going anywhere this in the new year.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Can you give me his first name?
His first name's Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Oh, it's a complicated little bag. there is. I see the attraction. I see the romance. I see the mystery. I see the draw of that. And I see that in a way, you're really good for him and he's really good for you. You like make each other stronger. And it really could be a really good relationship. I see that it could go somewhere. Kind of a happy ever after, but there is also a whole lot of conflict or just barriers and things in the way. One of which, you said you're in another relationship right now?
Yes, I'm very unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I highly recommend you get that clean and clear, whatever, for the sake of all three involved in this. You know, you don't have to say, okay, I'm going out with this other because you don't know that you are. But just, I don't know, just go for integrity for either relationship and for both relationships. This Daniel one is pretty complicated. I would go slow into that and keep the best of friends for right now and allow that to possibly develop into something when you're clean and when you're clear with it. Otherwise, it's going to be this clandestine thing and it's, just not going to have a right start, and considering where he's incarcerated now, and there's just so much attached to it, it'll be not dirty in a dirty sense, but just not clear.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you really, really care about him, you know, let it grow. Because I see the beautiful attraction here. It's great, and it really, really can work. So go the higher road. And I think you'll figure out what that means.
And we've been friends for 6 years, you know. I mean, so he's not going anywhere, you know, for a year and a half. So, you know.
Yeah.
I laugh at you. I laugh at you. You're so silly here. You know, you're so cute about it. He's a little younger and all that. So what, girl? You know, to keep up with you, he needs to be younger. I love you dearly.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with the age.
Yeah,
no, that's not it.
And what I love of the part that's really good is I know from the other side a little bit of energy. When I first read for you, you know, you came to me as a widow, or you know, widow,
mm-hmm.
right? Am I saying it right? Widow. And I love what the guys are telling me on the other side. They said, you're living and you're happy. Yeah, we were talking about bad boys a little bit earlier, and people do silly things. But what I see that's happening is you're living. You're out there grabbing a hold of life. I don't like the idea when you said you were a little unhappy, and the guy said that they're telling me that you're going to be working on handling this situation. You've got to go back to remembering. You've got to speak up for you. And what's happening, they're showing me with the blue chakra, is you all of a sudden are getting kind of intimidated or dealing with stuff a little bit because you got shook up. They're telling
mm-hmm.
me that you're still landing on your feet, girl. And, you know, you got some really good energy that's going to happen. They tell me that we've got to get you back where you're feeling yourself. You know, you've got a person that loves you on the other side very much. It's because he went home, didn't change anything.
Yeah.
You know, still helping you. And he said that I'm supposed to let you know. I'm so glad you got in. I know you've tried so many times. We've had so many callers. And tonight we're having this wild system that we've had people tell me that they get kicked around, kicked off. They call back. They laugh. The one woman said, because your show is just going off the chart. And look at you got in. It was the right time. I know that you're right, because it's been when Patty first came on. I think it was like 2000. And Patty was original like 2011 or 12. I have to look on the show. And I remember you did come in that night. And it's like the guys are sending to tell you, Vicki, that you – I thought it was cool how you won the other prizes. Those of you going to PsycheSconeWall.com can get a prize. Make sure they said to tell you – there's something about your family. They said, I'm supposed to let you know that you've got some other individuals who are – they're pulling energy on you. You've got to remember you can help them without getting too pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be nagging.
Yeah.
You wait all this time to find you to see Jethro, and I'm chewing your butt like Wrigley's. You're like, I'm never calling that guy again. But I know you know it's because I love you and why I'm telling you that.
Yeah, my youngest daughter is going through a lot right now, too. And I know her dad would be, like, just shaking her. You know, like, oh, yeah.
And yet, you know, and there's this point, and what they're telling me, too, that this is where you and him did with this. And I have kids, too. I had to learn this the hard way. There comes a time where they have to do that on theirs, and we can't bleed for them. We can't go through it. And I love what your angels are saying with the other part, is that your angels are telling me that you're going to get your system back. They're telling me with the energy. It's like you're getting back some parts of you that when your husband was sick, when I first read for you, I remember you were, I mean, you've come a long way, baby, that song with you. I remember when you called, I'm just like, oh, my God, that first time. I told Amy, I said, this lady's okay, and Amy's she's a counselor, works with you guys on grief, and I'm like, get a hold of this woman. Get a hold of her right now. I'm worried about her, because I know you were so shocked, and that we found the stuff, remember, that he in the house?
Yeah.
I remember, and I was just, I could tell you were shocked. PTSD, what they call it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I know that my husband, he's never left my side, and it was so strange, you know, yesterday, I just called out his name, you know, and I no clue why. And that's all I say. I just called out his name, and I was like, okay, he's letting me know he's still here, you know. But there was no tears, nothing. I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know.
He really helped me. Still there.
He'll
help you. He'll help you with this whole situation, with the unhappy relationship you're in, and seeing where you should take this other one.
Patty, would you help her? I know this is something that I've had a lot of other individuals ask. You are a phenomenal medium and able to do seances. Is there something you would tell someone, especially a loved one or someone like this, when they want to communicate with them on the other side, any kind of advice or anything you would suggest that she could sit down and do when she really wants to talk to him?
Yeah, two things. One, that dream school I was talking about earlier is a really good way to start connecting with deceased loved ones if somebody's not comfortable with it and not used to it, to go through the veil, again, when you get out of your way. Just like,
it might take a little while of getting used to it before you go to bed. Dear husband, I would love to talk to you, communicate with me and sleep. And then it may or may not remember specific dreams, but you'll have a sense of knowing and some information. So that's a really good way. And other than that, just get yourself into a sacred place, a quiet place, maybe light a candle, even in a beautiful bath, especially if it's you're contacting your deceased husband, and just go inside. Just go inside and invite him in verbally if you can, just like I would, you know, invite your guides, your angels to help you, to open up, to guide him to, and then just sit quietly and listen. Sit quietly and feel. Because sometimes it's not, you may or may not see him, or you may just feel him. You may almost taste him. It's just like, oh, this knowing, this warmth will come over you.
We have a table, a memorial table, set up for him, and I light candles, and I talk to him.
He's there.
I have a real quick question, Patty. I have a room in my house that I set aside for him, but it stays ice cold all the time. I mean, like 20 below zero in there. And the other night I was coming out of my bedroom, and at first it kind of shocked me, because when I came out of the door, I bumped into a soldier. And then he was gone just as fast as he was there, and I have no clue who it was. The only soldier I've ever known, and I mean that would be in fatigues, was my uncle from Vietnam. Was that him? I know it's completely off the subject,
I'm getting that was not your uncle. I was getting that was more a World War II soldier.
Yes.
Could you tell by his outfit? I'm getting it. He could be somebody that you didn't meet in person. He could be somebody related to you somehow. But I'm not. I'm getting the war before the Vietnam. Somebody he came and is somehow connected to you. Did you have a grandfather or uncle or something? Somebody who was in World War II?
All my family's been military. But and I said, I wish y'all would quit doing this, because in the middle of the night. Just stop.
Well,
give me some warning.
You are in control of that. Remember, this is our realm of existence. If you don't want them there, honestly, they have to leave if you tell them to leave.
Well,
it's your intent behind it,
I've been finding.
Or tell them when they're left.
I love that. Vicki, we're hit it on. We got other people. Definitely get a hold of us. I do need your snail mail stuff. I have down, with here, and I'm just so glad to hear from you. And the one thing you guys do know, if you want to get in, psychicstonewall.com for the contest, or catch us on Facebook. You never know what surprises, that's why we're wild, that you'll get into. Thank you for calling in. Blessings to you. Happy New Year's. 661, are you ready for some fun?
Hello, this is Glennis.
Hello, you've been playing in the room all night, you little Kuiper.
Yes, I have been. Yes, how are you?
Great. I'm so glad you've got a hold of us, and Happy New Year's. This is Jethro and Patty going as well as we can.
Thank you.
Hi,
it's lovely to talk to you, Patty and Jethro. I'm phoning from Australia, so it's a bit of a distance away. And I wondered if you see anything at all in my near future.
Anything at all? Nothing.
Whatever. Is anything coming up?
Oh, they got Patty's phone. The little gremlins grabbed a hold of her phone. They're doing sounds. I am picking up in the future with you and some individuals. I keep seeing there's a person there. I'm seeing they're telling me that relationship and things happening with you, Glennis, but they're also saying there's a lot of development with you and animals. I keep seeing I've seen animals around you. Like, there's a whole...
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there?
We we got chemistry. Tonight it's just you and me, girl. We got chemistry. Tonight it's just. I got an invitation, you're invited. Just leave your worries at home and I got this. You got your man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl, I got a show for you. Follow me, I wanna show you that I'm the man you need. Don't worry, I'll bring you in the time to see. I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is just you and me, girl. Satisfy your every need, girl. We got chemistry.
And here we are. And we were hearing Chemistry by Woody, our friend, playing music there while me and Patty got ourselves back in. You can't hold us down. Glynis, I apologize. You're calling us from Australia. They threw us out of the room. Me and Patty were being too happy.
You're never be too happy.
Happy. And I see you exactly what Jethro was saying about really developing your abilities, your psychic abilities, your magical abilities. Is that something you've been really working on lately?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that really just taking off like a rocket.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
They're telling me you're really also. Yeah, and they said that there's also, this is the year for spirituality with the number 7, and you've already taken quite a few steps, so now you're waiting for all this to come to blessings. You're a good person. I thank you for getting in. I felt a really positive energy of surge from your angels and guides that you've got so much love to give and energies that you're helping other people. They said, well, and I think part of why Blog Talk and the other threw us out was it was such a surge. We also, we've got a bunch of individuals that are trying to get through on the phones, and they just found out that me and Patty are going later tonight, and I've got people typing and everything. And Glynis, thank you. You definitely will have to come on sometime and use some of your ability, because they're telling me you're able to sense energies with people that you're never off with, or you feel with individuals.
The biggest problem that I have is self-doubt. I don't believe that I have the ability that I'm told. The most of what I tend to do is I talk to spirit, and I love that. I talk to spirit and do writing what I'm told. But beyond that, I don't see it.
That's okay. Everybody's gifts are different, and they'll start developing. And I really see your gifts really starting to take off. So trust it. I actually just pulled a card. I was going to say, there's something you're holding on to that's not true. Let it go. Something that's not serving you, and it is that self-doubt. Just shush it when it comes in. Don't get mad, because that's feeding it. So you don't want to feed this. Just shush it like it's a newborn baby. Just no, that's not right. And it'll start
Thank
baby
you.
Steps. Every day we'll get more and more confident.
Thank you. That's very encouraging.
Glynis, I love what you're calling. You did it. If you picked up Patty's class tonight, if you get a chance, her show, definitely if you would just get a hold of us at Psychics Gone Wild, if it's your right, I'd like to have your email, and I'll include you in sending you when we're going to do Patty's Psychic Class 101. They said you and Patty together. I can tell you I've done this a lot of years, and Patty has a lot of just fun. Patty, I'm just being honest, but also she has some abilities and some things I think you'd learn from her class that would really help. We got to go to the American Federation of First inaugural, and I was just amazed. I thought, okay, this will be cool. Patty did some seance. She did some other work. She has a way of doing it that it just is magical. It's why that's who she is. So definitely, you know, Glynis, I bless you, and I thank you for calling in. I hope we helped you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient. You didn't even freak out that they threw us out of the room. We got hooked back in.
My pleasure. I'm so thankful that you took my...
Good.
Thank you so much.
Rolling right along, we are Gone Wild, and we came back, and nobody kept us from being happy. 989, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
Fighting to do my show with every little toenail I have. Is this Jethro and Patty? How are you doing?
I love this show. It makes my heart smile. You're doing good.
Oh, that's so sweet. And you are?
My name is Connie.
Great. Thank you, Connie. That means a lot to me. And I feel that the energy, I'm just glad. See, you enjoy the laughter, but they're telling me with you that we need to look at this part of upcoming year. You've got some a lot of things that are happening for you, but you do a lot of stuff that other people don't care to do is what they're telling me.
I don't know about that.
I'm not being mean.
I do have a quick question for you. I met a gentleman years ago, and I knew him for a short time, and he moved out of state. Fast forward 30 years, we've met up again on Facebook and through emails, and I wonder if you see that going anywhere.
Hmm. Can you tell us his first name?
Bob.
Bob. Bob. I love that name.
Bob, Robert, whatever.
I see it could, but it's going to be a bit of a slow process for some reason. I would get to...
I believe that.
Yeah. Because I'm using my divining rods, and they kind of came together, but it was just real slow and cautious. So whether that's on your side or his side or just both, like, you know, 30 years to make up.
Yeah, that would be coming from both sides, so that's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. But what you're going to have fun with him is their mental. You guys are really well matched mentally. You're both smart and sharp and clever in a certain way that matches up really well?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, it's fun. So have fun with that.
Hands with each other.
Yeah, I see that, and it's really cute. it's a good relationship, whatever it is. And it really, I see it could become something, but that's not a given or immediate or anything like that.
No, I don't see it being an immediate. I just wondered if you saw anything at all, so that's okay.
I do. Jethro, are you getting
I am getting, no, I'm getting that too, and I also see what they kept telling me with you, like you're doing some things. I know this sounds wild, and when the guys do this, I do ask them why they explain. My guys are really fast with it, but they said that's part of the other situation too, is you seem to be the one that people come to handle sometimes stuff. It doesn't bother you to help, like, let people cry on your shoulders. I keep feeling that you and him, you're positive and you're Link, and they keep making a joke like you two are out there doing some kind of cool dance with the, like a tightrope a little bit with each other, but that's what's needed. You need that up on the ground, away from all the, sometimes in the day, your work day seems like it's intense.
It can be, yeah. The detail with all of this is that this gentleman is married and I am married. We have, you know, each have our partners that we are happy with, and we are friends, and we're hoping it turns into something if it is meant to be. We don't want to end our marriages or anything like that. We just want to leave it in God's hands and see where it goes.
I feel like they're also telling me with you guys in the energy that they're also going into another part of life, too, with you. They said that you're working on. And so, Connie, I feel that this is, it's really there, and that's why the guys are working with you. And I apologize, we're having a little bit of a shift. I'm letting you guys know that through our technical support, we are checking, and right now they're running through the chat room. So if there is any kind of oddness, we don't do any profanity. We don't accept anything but positive light energy. And so if you're looking for a hard time, call someone else, because what we're here to do is spiritual work, and this is all we're going to do. I just want to thank all of you guys that come in. Connie, thank you for being patient with us as we're working through this energy, because what's happening now in cycle is I feel the same thing that Patty did with you too. You and him are working some other energy, and we both are getting a yes. And thank you for contacting us on Psyche's Gone Wild. Definitely, you're complimenting a lot to me. You're a very sweet person, and blessings to you this year.
Thank you, and same to you.
Good. We're going a little wild, Patty. We've got a couple emails, and the room is being shut down right now, and as they're running through, so those of you who've had time with chat, come on to the phones. We've got quite a bit of people on the phones, and that's the really good thing about it. If you do say or do things on it, it is considered cyberbullying, and it is a federal offense. So just know that. And I'm one of those individuals that do believe very much that this is United States, and I am entitled, just as you are, to have an opinion as long as it doesn't offend anyone. I would never hurt your feelings. I hope you don't want to hurt mine. So warning. Patty, as we're going through the energy, looking at how many individuals love the spirituality of what me and you do, can you tell, we've got two individuals that are writing from Skype that are asking me from United Kingdom, what is it like to be able to work with and do the energy with some of the people like Marilyn Monroe and some of the stars? They are reading your biography, and you are so phenomenal. They're going, you actually channeled or had a medium talk with Marilyn. Would you enlighten us from United Kingdom?
Yes, that was really, really interesting because it was such a juxtaposition. It was part of a television show, a Food Network show called Private Chefs of Beverly Hills. And they brought me in to do a seance to bring back Marilyn Monroe and Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, and Elvis, which is pretty funny in a sense. But Marilyn actually did, and number two, it's a television show, so the lights are way too bright for any good seance. The food really is the star of the show, and you had to cut and go, which I'm used to television stuff, so I was thinking we're going to be lucky if we get, you know, Joe Ghost next door, but we actually did. Marlon Brando came in for 1 second and said, get out of here, I don't want this. Frank Sinatra never showed up, but Marilyn actually did, and she had such a sweet energy, such an amazingly sweet energy. It was magic, and in a sense, that was so full circle to me, and she was afraid of Frank Sinatra. She told us that. I don't know what their relationship was, but there was some fear there. She also said she wouldn't change anything in her life or what she did. And she's okay. She's doing okay. But my very first seance when I was a little kid, when I was 7 or 8 years old, like Jethro mentioned at the beginning, I didn't know any dead people. I was a 7-year-old kid. I went into my hallway, and I wanted to bring back the only dead people I knew, Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy. So I'm actually not sure that they showed up, but my little windowless, lightless hall filled with lights flying around the room, and I did bring in something. That was my first successful seance. So this felt so full circle to do something, my very first one when I was 7, and then doing it, you know, dozens and dozens of years later. It was pretty awe-inspiring.
I love that, Patty. And we just, those of you who are celebrating, and I do want to celebrate Facebook, we have a couple of the friends asking. They said, what are you guys doing on there? Talking about Patty. Patty is the best. So we got to talk.
Oh, you're so kind.
Reading that. They love it, and I love it. From United Kingdom, welcome aboard. We are World International with Blog Talk, new to Psyche's Gone Wild. We have, Patty was telling that, and exactly the same time you were discussing with things going on, another friend wrote me, and I kid you not, they go, diamonds, I'm thinking diamonds. And so I wrote back, diamonds are, you know, a girl's best friend, because we're talking about Marilyn Monroe. So I want to tease you guys that are keeping track of what's happening. We just individually put more white back into Psychics Gone Wild than we have, and we're back on really clear with the phone. We've had a bunch of you guys come in. You'll have to catch us. We've been on 90 minutes, and we love you dearly, but we're going to have probably time for a few more calls, and then we're going to call it a wrap-up. But the better part of this is get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com and get a full reading. I had someone tell me, I don't want an hour. I said, good, because I don't only do hour readings. I do a half-an-hour reading. I know of individuals who will do an email reading. I had a friend yesterday that told me, I will say on Psyches Gone Wild, they wrote her and they wrote an email, and she ended up doing a question or two. You guys write the psychics. That's why me and Patty are doing it. We're doing it to have fun. We're not here. Obviously, you know, we're at this late at night acting silly with you guys when we're talking earlier about, you know, things going, and Patty wearing a cat suit, and we still have to tease Patty. You were the first one that ever turned me red, and we will joke about it when we were having our superstitious day, and Patty let us know that if you wear blue panties, you can be very lucky for your job. And we still have a joke that they, in Canada, we were actually, that's where our show was sent to, they said that was the first time they've ever heard Jethro stutter and get all silly. It was fun. Remember that night? That was so fun.
I do. That was pretty funny. You bring it out in me, Jethro.
You do it, buddy. You have fun. 914, how are you? Would you like to talk tonight on Psyche's Gone Wild?
Hi, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. I tried to get you earlier, and I think you were out secretly teasing us because you didn't talk back.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you're okay. I'm just so glad I got back in. And we've got a bunch of people, but I wanted to give you a chance because only fairly, if you'll give us your name, we'll talk for a few minutes. Me and Patty will give you a quick reading. And thank you for calling the Psyche's Gone Wild. I hope you've had a good time tonight.
Sure, yes. It's been very entertaining. My name is Christine, and I just have a quick question. I have to move soon. And I was just wondering if you could tell me any information about this move, because I just don't know exactly where I'm going to go.
Are you thinking of making it a real move, like moving, you know, a little bit far away?
No, I want to stay local. I want to stay in the area that I am, but I just don't know where or, you know, the details of whether I'll get an apartment on my own or if I'll be with other people or with someone else or...
I'm getting that you're going to find a really good place. I pulled really good cards. I'm also thinking, but you might have a tendency to go above your means. Don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. Figure out what your budget is and what you can afford. And it might actually be good for you to go in with somebody else, get an apartment with somebody else. I'm getting that might really be fun for right now, plus help on the financial thing.
Okay.
So is that something you're considering? But I'm seeing you finding a really, really good place. You know, keep on the lookout. It's going to just kind of show up.
Okay.
But, yeah, you're going to find it very soon.
Okay.
I agree with Patty. Thank you, Christine. Blessings to you. Put in the Psyche's Gone Wild. Win some. Come back later. Talk to us. Patty's on next Friday. We are going to have special guests in. I'm look forward to talking to you again, Christine.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy
and
New Year.
We've gotten as many of you guys new that are in. How about Justo? Would you like to talk to Psyche's Gone Wild?
Actually, I'm actually not trying to get in here to get a reading. I actually want to talk about another sidekick that was freaking out the other day about you, Jethro. And I just wanted to know the backstory on it because you don't seem like a bad guy.
I will tell you the truth of that. The person is doing it, and I'm not going to take it. So I will just say that over there, I'm not a bad guy. I just unfortunately get a bad rap because I am with this ability, and I thank you for calling in, and I'm not going to accept it. But what I have realized is I missed something. The person that talked to me about doing it, it was a misunderstanding on time, and I didn't show up for their show. And so that's why the names. And the ironic thing is I'm very much a person that I believe. I come from the equality state. I don't treat anyone bad, but I'm not going to accept anything bad neither. So I thank you for calling. I'm not a bad guy.
Okay.
I'm glad you didn't bring it up.
I was actually going to ask you, did you actually hear the cast? I mean, she was threatening to kill you and everything. Did you think about pressing charges on her?
I didn't hear it. I left that with... actually with my attorney, so I'm sure that if there had been anything. But, you know, and that's the sad thing is I'm glad you let me know that someone else was worried about it, too. I don't listen to it because I don't do any negativity, but I realized that by not showing up on a show, if someone was doing that, I would probably – I think she needs to get some help, obviously.
Yeah, she does.
And I haven't
heard that. She actually – she posted on her page that she was going to kill herself after her show today, which already happened, so I don't know what's going on there now.
Oh dear!
I know, I'm glad you let me know. And what I'll do is I'll alert the authorities because they need to do a contact there. And I'm glad you called in. This is what I want you guys to know. This is a serious career. I can proudly say that in my years of being a child advocate, nobody ever got away with hurting a kid in front of me, and nobody ever got away with being violent to other people. Sadly, since I've been a psychic and I'm learning through this, people are having stress. My thing is I'll call after we get off the phone here. I'm glad you let me know that, you know, because I just blocked everything because of the negativity. But I will let the, you know, because they need to get a hold of her with some professional people there. Because
oh, yes,
obviously
for sure.
These kind of things, you know. And thank you for, you know, and I thank you for calling in. That's very nice of you.
I actually just want to say one more thing. I mean, I think you guys are great. Earlier when you went offline for a minute, yeah, that was actually me. And if you put me on hold or hang up on me, I'm going to hit you offline again for the rest of the show, just saying.
Oh,
Yeah. Because
why would you do that?
Because it's funny. I like to be funny.
But I don't think it's really funny to me to be anybody except for you.
It is, and we are having some technical with it, so this is where it's going. Okay, so we know that, and we realize that, you know, people go through that, and so we know what's going to happen. We're at the last of it. We thank you for letting us know that this person is doing this. We are going to be putting out some other work with other individuals to help get this there. We thank you, Blog Talk. They're in. They're watching, and that's one thing that we are going to do with the individuals that we've had doing these things. I understand a good sense of humor, Patty. I remember jokes that were maybe a little bit off-candid, but we've gotten to where these kind of things are harmful. I know that there was a funny when another friend of ours was not feeling good or sick or upset, and they emotionally made her distraught. Me and you are professional. We've done this. I've had people, you know, not like me for a lot of reasons or be silly. I know that what I'm doing is a good special cause. What can we do to help people realize, Patty, that professionally, there's a difference between heckling, there's a difference between, you know, cyberbullying or what we consider a federal offense now.
Just try to be Jethro.
Yeah.